Across the nation, fast food diets combined with less active lifestyles are making Americans plumper, and the military is no exception. While thousands of active troops are struggling to lose weight, recruiters are seeing a mounting problem among potential soldiers. Currently, roughly 20% of men and 40% of women eligible for military service are too heavy. Ann Ward is an associate professor at the University of Wisconsin's Kinesiology Department. She says whether it's someone wanting to enlist or a civilian just wanting to be a few sizes smaller, the common sense formula of diet and exercise still holds true.
From a health perspective, we're recommending 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. From a weight loss perspective, we're saying an hour a day of moderate to vigorous exercise. And some of the dietary changes are things like eating whole grain foods, more fruits and vegetables. You know, everybody still wants a little ice cream and things, but controlling how much you eat in terms of the higher calorie foods.
Ward says losing a pound a week is a healthy, realistic goal, though she and Army nutritionists know that many recruits resort to fad diets or potentially dangerous methods to shed pounds, including saunas, appetite suppressants, laxatives, and induced vomiting. While being overweight poses personal risks, it can also present risks to a military unit since many operations rely on physical stamina and endurance. A soldier who struggles to accomplish their task could hamper an assignment. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.